All right, so our listener April checks in, newly back on the dating scene after several years off, kind of wondering about the whole chemistry thing. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. First of all, you guys are like my morning coffee.
Hey.
Gotta have it.
Yay.
LOL.
All right.
Anyway, I'm 34. I just got out of a 5-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on a first date last night. First date with a guy I met through a dating app, and actually it was the first date I've had in over 5 years.
Oh.
I did all the be a smart adult woman things, told a friend where I was, scoped him out beforehand, the whole thing.
Yeah.
We grabbed coffee, then some food, and honestly, he was great. Easy to talk to.
Sure.
He knew I was new to the dating game, and he didn't want to rush me.
Uh-huh.
My question, I liked him, but I didn't, like, feel anything.
Mm.
In general, when does chemistry hit and you know it?
Oh.
I'm sitting here wondering if something's wrong with me or if this is just what dating is supposed to feel like when you're older and slightly more emotionally armored.
Okay.
I'm a happy, stable, financially secure, independent woman with my stuff together.
Okay.
Basically, I would rather be alone than be in a bad situation again.
Sure.
Yes, I'm over analytical, but I have felt chemistry before and it was instant.
Mm.
So can chemistry grow? Is it supposed to be instant? Or can it be like a slow burn situation?
Yeah.
Because right now, I feel like I just went on a perfectly nice date with a perfectly nice man, and I have no idea what to do with that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can chemistry grow?
I think it can.
Maybe the more you get to know that person, you uncover layers of that person.
And
that
then they start to become more and more attractive.
More and more attractive to you, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it has to hit you like a lightning bolt every single time.
I mean, sure, it could. But yeah, like you said, you maybe get to know that person a little bit more.
Right. I don't know if I would just walk away if you're thinking, oh, I didn't get struck by a lightning bolt with the feelings.
Right. One date, I'm out.
Right.
Yeah. At least go on a couple more dates, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd give it a chance to see if it does grow and you get to know each other more. And then you might start to look at them with new lenses.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. But maybe some success stories of that happening will help reassure her. Because then she's going to be like, okay, well, how long should that take?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a timeline or whatever.
How much time am I going to invest in this?
Need to invest in this.
Before I'm either going to stay in or get off.
Stay in or get off. Paul checks in on Facebook and says, stay single. Okay.
Okie dokie.
Okay. So there's that side. You can always text us a voice note, by the way, 502-795-1997. Just let us know your situation. Let us know your story.
Yes. But, you know, either way, if you were kind of in the same situation where you're like, oh, this guy is good. This guy's great on paper.
Yeah.
I should like him.
Should like him.
Yes. Did it grow? Did it get to that spot for you? Or did you just end up having to bail because it never did?
Okay. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Can chemistry grow? Is that a thing that can happen? It's 99.7 DJX. That's our group therapy. April, new back into the dating scene. She had been in a long-term relationship. That ended. And so she went out with a guy. She was like, he was super nice, but I didn't feel like chemistry there. Does that grow? I felt chemistry before, but I'm so far removed from like the dating scene.
Right. It was more instant last time. And so that's what she's thinking. It needs to be every single time.
And she's kind of in her head about it and wondering what the deal is.
Chrissy sent a voice note.
Oh, okay. We're not going to preview it. We're just going to let Chrissy
just fly.
Okay. Chrissy, hopefully you didn't give us any swears.
Oh my God. Good morning. Hi. Chemistry can definitely grow. When I met my ex, I hated him the first time I met him.
Oh, I hated him the first time
That's
I met him.
That's a strong it feeling.
Is. Okay, I mean, I guess I didn't hate him, but I was absolutely not interested.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we hung out a couple more times. I ended up being absolutely obsessed with him.
Okay, very
See?
Cool. All right.
Now, don't get me wrong. He ended up being a narcissistic sociopath, so it didn't work out. But.
All right.
Obviously, he's an ex for a reason.
But you had to hang in there
but
to find out that part.
You had to figure that part out.
Okay.
By the way, Chrissy, you have a very nice voice.
She does.
She does.
Okay,
hi, Chrissy.
Ben.
Okay, Chrissy.
Nice.
All
you can
right.
send us
very
voice notes anytime
yes,
you want.
Yes, Chrissy.
Okay. Lisa said you're putting way too much pressure on yourself after one date. Just move organically. See what happens.
Yeah.
You just got to chill out a little bit.
Yeah. Gabby says, look, there are a lot of nice people. Not everyone that is nice for you is for you. I'm not for everyone, and I'm okay with that. I think that just because a guy is nice and the storyline around the guy is nice doesn't mean he is a guy for you. So keep your options open. Get back on the scene of dating. Date as many as you want. Keep the one you want when the time is right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just kind
very
of,
simple.
You know, yes, try on some shoes.
Mm-hmm.
See which one fits.
That's right. Oh, this is snug.
Oh, this is nice. It's attractive.
The laces
it's
are much bigger on this one. Oh.
So, yes, Tish says, I don't think it has to be lightning, but it should be easy to tell if you're into someone.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, it's okay if you're not into every guy. You don't have to force it. It's just, you know, thank you, next kind of a situation. I think there should be a level of excitement and anticipation. So, yes, kind of weigh it like, okay, are you looking forward to seeing that person again?
Yeah, you know, and
if you could take it or leave it, then maybe that tells you that, oh, okay, maybe that was just a nice interaction.
I would at least give this person another shot.
Right.
You know, go out.
Maybe a
at
date
least,
or two.
Yeah, a date or two and then make your call. Because, yeah, I think it can grow a little bit once you learn more about that person.
Yes.
So.
And then if you never want to kiss him. Then maybe that's telling you something.
Yeah. If you never see yourself doing that, then okay, that can also tell you something too.
Right. But give it a couple more tries.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.